You can use the Mixed Reality Toolkit to make your app more accessible and inclusive. The input system in the Mixed Reality Toolkit allows you to consume input from a variety of sources, such as articulated hands. There's also going to be speech. In addition to that, you can use 6 degrees of freedom controllers, hand raise, and eye tracking. So starting with articulated hands, users can pick up holograms, manipulate, rotate, and scale all with their real hands. Within the hand tracking profile, you have settings that you can modify to fit whatever you need for your particular app. Now, instead, if users should interact with objects from a very far distance, you could use a controller of some sort or even hand raise. You could think of hand raise as having a sort of laser shooting from your hands. There are settings that you can also set to help map the controller as well if you happen to use a controller. There's also the option of using your eyes. And so with using eyes, this is going to free you from using your hands or even having to use like a controller, for example. With the eye input, users can also interact with holograms from both close as well as far distances. And then the thing about using eye tracking is that you need to ensure that your device supports eye tracking. Otherwise, you won't be able to use it. And then finally, there's speech. So with speech, users are going to be able to say a keyword and that's going to trigger an action. With speech, you can configure the keywords within the speech commands profile. And those are all the ways that you can make your apps accessible as well as inclusive.